Political pundits are betting Congress will pass a continuing resolution to keep the government funded past the end of this month. Most agencies would prefer that members of Congress pass our real budget, but not the Internal Revenue Service. Commissioner John Koskinen explains why his agency's better off without a standard budget bill.
The House, in its mark, reduced our budget by $838 million. The Senate, maybe listening to me, only reduces it by $470 million. So either of those numbers would be as close to a catastrophe after 5 years of budget cuts for this agency as you can imagine. So from that standpoint, rolling it all into a continuing resolution and then an omnibus at the end of the year gives us more opportunity to get out from under what otherwise look like draconian budget cuts. So we are probably, the only agency that says, pardon the expression, don't pass those bills individually, because if either way, if you compromise between the 838 and the 470, we'd only be cut by $600 million. So in some ways, we're so far down, it all looks like it's up. we're happy to go through the process. Now, my concern is, everybody's concern is, we've got till 3 weeks till the end of the month, and you can see already, whether it's Planned Parenthood or whatever else, people talking about shutting the government down, which continues to surprise me. In the middle of my checkered employment career, when I was at OMB, I ran the first two long government shutdowns in 1995. And at the end of that 2 to 3 weeks of shutdowns, my sense was nobody would ever do it again because it had really been such a disaster, and particularly for those who had pushed it. But what happens in anything, people retire, new people come along, people forget. So a couple years ago, people shut the government down with the same negative results. So it stuns me to think that there are people who can't remember from 2 years ago why this is such a bad idea. So there is that risk that everybody has to deal with, and it's, a non-productive exercise, shutting the government down. But we are, I've met with almost 100 individual congressmen and senators individually in their offices since I started to try to just give them a better feel and understanding of who we are, what we're trying to do, and the critical role we play. So I continue, as I tell people after 45 years of doing turnarounds, you can't do it unless you're optimistic. So I continue to be optimistic that we'll do better in the budget fight to some extent because I think there's a greater awareness on the Congress's part of the importance of cybersecurity and the problems we're dealing with identity theft. That's the subject of another long speech, but the short of it is we're dealing with criminal syndicates around the world. We have the world's greatest database. Depending on whom you ask, we get attacked a million times a week, people trying to, in fact, get into the database. So we spend a lot of time, money, and effort trying to stay ahead of that game. So my thought is one of the things that may motivate the Hill, especially after the OPM breach, is that nobody wants to be responsible or accountable for underfunding our ability to deal with cybersecurity on the one hand and identity theft on the other.
John Koskinen's the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, and Federal News Radio's Emily Kopp covered the speech and joins me now to talk about his comments. It's mind-boggling to me that there can be a human being walking the earth that would rather see a continuing resolution than an appropriated budget. But Commissioner Koskinen makes a pretty good case as to why that is. Were people in the room surprised when he spoke in that context, Emily?
I think it was a "but of course" type of reaction. I asked him a question that led him to talk about this. And my question was, well, it seems like you might be the only agency that would welcome a continuing resolution. To which he said, well, actually. And then you just heard what he said.
Yeah.
And the fact of the matter is, as he said, he has lobbied Congress hard. Not only has he had those private meetings with lawmakers he talked about, he's up on the Hill constantly, whether it's an oversight hearing or it's an appropriations hearing, talking about the fact that the workforce has shrunk over the past 5 years as the budget has shrunk, about the fact that, and he mentioned this in his speech, they barely have anybody under the age of 30 working there because they've had hiring freezes that they've only filled during emergencies mm-hmm. in the last several years. So it's not as though he's not getting that message out. It's just falling on maybe not deaf ears, but ears that don't want to listen.
No, I think it's deaf ears. I mean, I think the reason for the situation at the IRS the way that it is there is a group of people in Congress who are predisposed to not like the Internal Revenue Service because of the job that it performs. And that's what's manifested itself in what's happened over the last several years. And I mean, I get the fact that nobody's really a big fan of paying their taxes. Nobody circles April 15th because they can't wait to send their check in. But some of the discussions that I've heard on the presidential campaign trail have been a little bit curious. For example, a discussion about abolishing the IRS and establishing a flat tax. Well, that idea of the flat tax aside, who collects the flat tax? And so Commissioner Koskinen has said in other venues that he finds himself in a situation where this is a job that has to be done. And I think he has presented both on other occasions and in the highlight that we just heard, pretty convincing evidence that the budget situation that he's in is damaging him from being able to do the best job that he can for all the taxpayers that are paying on time and paying appropriately to be able to collect from people who aren't paying appropriately.
Yeah, and you know, it's damage in the short term and it's damage in the long term. So in the short term, and which I thought was a very wise approach to it, he's saying, you know, there's cybersecurity and there's identity theft problems, and Congress really knows now that they need to do something about this. They can't underfund that, because look at what's happened with the Office of Personnel Management data breaches. People are saying it's done damage for more than a generation.